Open up your ears and open up your mind. They'll reach into your throat and pull out your spine. And when the sun blows up and the earth is gone, you'll still experience grind with Kyle and Sean.
Oh boy, does it feel good to be back?
Finally, the Sean has come back to experience grind.
Yes. Yeah. I know the world was ending, everybody.
It was your vacation week.
My vacation week was fantastic. Okay, Vegas, awesome.
As always.
Though, I will say, the only caveat with... By the time I reached the end of vacation, I remembered why I normally only take like a long weekend to go somewhere.
Yeah. Because you guys anything, were there for a while, right? Almost a week?
A full week.
Yeah.
There for a full week. So by that point, it's a little too much, you know?
I agree, man.
Yeah.
Because I had the same thought. I was in the Bahamas, Sean, and I was like, I'm ready to get home. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there is too much of a good thing.
Like, give me 4 good days where you can cram all the stuff in that you want to do. Mm-hmm. You get it all done, and then you can go home, relax for a day, go back to work, like, 2 days later, unwind.
Yeah. You got to have the post-vacation vacation day.
Yes, exactly. I didn't have that this time, but it is a short week for me. So tomorrow today, if you're listening today on Friday, today is my last day, and then I've got the weekend. Do a little bit of recoup, self-centering, and try to recover. But, I mean, it was a fantastic time. But both Sarah and I think we have what they call in gaming and board gaming especially, a little bit of analysis paralysis,
sure,
where if we have too many options, sometimes it becomes a very difficult couple of hours, even when it comes to food.
Yeah.
So... like, we could sit there for 2 hours looking at all of these places, and by the time we're done, like, one place is still open, you know? So it's like, fuck, I guess we're going there.
Whereas I'm absolutely, like, a dartboard on the map guy. Like, usually first thing I see, I'm like, hey, this is cool. Let's go check this out, you know?
Yeah. Like, and that's how I would like to be, but we're both people pleasers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like... babe, I really don't care where we go. I really don't. We could stop at the first place that we see and I will be happy. But she's also the same kind of thing and she doesn't believe that. So we both have this thing of like wanting to make each other happy, but not being able to pick something.
Yeah. I have a similar but slight variation with Mandy. Mandy, of course, I hate to stereotype, but similar to what you and Sarah both suffer from, Mandy suffers from, where it's like she just has decision paralysis. She doesn't like to make a final say on anything. She doesn't like a choice, especially, and it's only really annoying when you're trying to figure out dinner for the night. And usually the way that I solve it is I give her a choice of 3 things that I know that she likes just to make it easier. But on the other
hand, that solves it.
Generally,
you guys? Oh, if, jealous.
Because it's not, again, I don't, I'm like you.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, that's the thing. I don't care. And she says she doesn't care, but I know that she does care. So, like, she'll say she's cool with anything, but there's absolutely wrong decisions to make. And you know what I'm saying?
That's my fear too, man. And she says the same thing about, for me, is she's like, I feel like there is an absolute wrong decision here, so, like, she can't pick anything either. And so we do this whittling down game, and then we get down to 3, and it's impossible to decide which one, you know?
So that's what, like, you probably, or maybe don't, but the benefit of ADHD for me is that, like, I can eat anything, but I can literally eat the same thing every fucking day.
Every day.
And not care, dude. It is not... I could eat the blandest oatmeal because I don't care about food.
I don't even heat it up.
Yeah, I don't care about it. It's just something to give me energy to continue doing what I want to do.
Yep.
Other than that, I don't give a fuck.
I need to eat. Let me just consume that. Like, I'll open the fridge Just pull out a Tupperware, open it, and eat it with a fork. I cold do not microwave shit. A single thing. I do not turn on the stove to heat it up. I just consume for the calories.
Yep.
And
tying it back
I don't care.
Cold pizza guy, right? You don't give a fuck. You just grab it, you eat. Mandy cannot. She has to get a wet paper towel and then drape it over the pizza and then microwave it. And then and it's like, dude, why? Just fucking eat it, dude. Who cares?
Dude, I don't even care if it's mozzarella sticks
from
the day before and you bite into it and it's just hard cheese in the center. Don't care. Good. It's another food adventure. It's fine. I don't care. And you know what? Yeah. It tastes just as good. It just tastes like a different way of eating it.
Uh-huh. Though it's so wild, man.
I will say, especially on this trip, or really any trip, there are times where I'm just like, what I'm not feeling are these four different styles of food.
Sure.
I don't want Indian food tonight. Like, I'm not feeling it. Anything else? Kosher. Don't care. I'll tell you what I don't want, and I'm good.
Try that one next time. Just bring up three that you know she likes and be like, hey, what do you think of one of these three? And then, boom. See how that goes for you. Because it does work like 90% of the time.
I will say, okay, so with all that being said about me not particularly caring about food, I don't need to reheat, whatever. We did one of the things that she's wanted to do for a long time. She went to culinary school, went to CIA, chef for a while, was go to a place.
CIA.
Yes. Badass. Yes. Got it. Practically James Bond.
Wow.
Right? Jasmine Bond, if you will. was go to a really nice place with like a really nice tasting menu.
Okay.
Where it's a lot of like single bite things. It goes through a lot of really exquisite items and whatnot. So our last day there, we had set up, because it's practically like our anniversary-ish. It's like a week early when we go to Vegas. So we put in reservations to this really nice place called The Bazaar in Vegas. It's a Jose Andres joint. And we ended up doing one of the, not the highest end tasting menu, but like the one right below it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, dude, 2.5 hours of like 14 plates coming out from everything from, and hear me out, dude, I don't do oysters. I don't do tuna, lox, whatever. We went over this with your trip to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a big fan of all that shit. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible. Best Philly cheesesteak thing I've ever had in my entire life. It was like this tiny little thing with shaved Wagyu on top.
Oh, nice.
And inside this homemade, very thin, like bread pastry thing was full of cheese. And dude, it was out of this world. I can't recommend, if you have the means to do something like this, check it out. It's an experience. Other than that, I don't give a fuck about food. But I'll never forget that night, period.
Well, that's fucking awesome, man. And you got to go to the AEW PPV.
Yeah, the pay-per-view. That was awesome. So I think we're going to adjust the way that we do this. And that we normally get tickets to the show. Even if it's not the greatest tickets in the world, we get tickets to the show to ensure that, you know, we kick ourselves in the butt and it's like, let's book a flight, let's get the hotel, all of that stuff. And let me say, we stayed at the MGM Grand, which is where the show was. So the entire trip, you're just walking through the casino and just internally fangirling and fanboying out at like all of these larger than life personalities that are just walking around casually as everybody's like, just looking on, being like, holy shit, there's Will Ospreay. Holy crap, there's Willow. This is nuts. But I think next time what we'll do is just book everything, get down there, and get tickets while we're down there. Because between last year and this year, we upgraded to incredible tickets within like 2 days of the show.
Nice.
I got brand new third row seat tickets.
Yeah, I saw day you had of really the show. Nice seats, yeah.
Incredible seats. We ended up having to pay $75 to check the chairs because we got, you know, you take home the chairs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was worth it. It was incredible. She got a VIP package to, like, get in super early, meet some people, take some photos, have first crack at merch. So we got the Young Bucks shoes.
I was going to say, you got those shoes that are tight. Are you actually going to wear them?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to wear them to all the shows.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
That's they're my new show shoes.
There you go. Yeah.
But what was cool about that, those pairs are, they're all signed, like hand signed by the Bucks. So.
Man, that's like the one way that you would, I feel justified if somebody does step on your sneakers to go ahead and beat that ass. Most normal times, like, dude, just let it slide. It's sneakers. But autographed sneakers, you gotta snap on a fool.
Yeah, you got to bend over, pump them shoes up for a kick, and just boot them right in the face.
I think those are coming back. If they are, I'm totally getting a pair.
These are pumps.
Yours are pumps?
Yeah.
Fucking A. I got to get pumps. A pair of pumps, dog. I got to get a pair. I love pumps. They were the coolest shoes in the world.
They're pretty sick. They're Reebok pumps, so it's...
Yeah, I think that's what made them.
The old ones used to be Nike pumps, right?
I think it was Reebok that had the pump because it was like they patented it. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's what said.
Because Nike had the Jordans. So Reebok did pumps.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's a new design. I cannot tell a difference when you pump it up. Like they don't get tighter or whatever.
Well, weak.
So maybe it's just gimmicky. I don't know.
I'm a sucker for a gimmick. Let me tell you.
I mean, they look dope. And I don't know. Maybe later I'll put them on and crank about 50 to 60 pumps into them. You know what I'm saying? Can't wear those again. But I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to be back.
It's the best part of vacation, really.
Yeah. Getting home, relaxing. Actually, Sarah's parents are in town for the week. They're here right now. Well, her dad's here right now. They're doing yoga for Sarah's daughter's graduation. So... yeah, it's fun to get home and be able to visit with folks we haven't seen in half a year.
That's good that you're excited. My dad and stepmom are coming out in mid-June, and I'm not as excited about it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get it.
Because number one, like, I don't know, what do you fucking do? What do you do?
Well, I don't know how to respond to that. I'll say, last night we played Catan, and I will say... when I first played Catan 15, 16 years ago, hate the game. Mm-hmm. Hate it. But I think I've come to realize that I just played with some really shitty cutthroat people.
Oh, probably.
Are just dicks when it comes to games. Here's the thing,
though. Like, even that, I'm at most a casual board gamer, and my dad is nowhere even that. I'm sure my dad wouldn't even play Monopoly.
Ugh.
I can probably watch some funny movies with them. Here's the thing. Yeah, it'll
be a good time.
I hope by that time. Take a mini golfing. I probably will try to do that. I did find out, too, there's a fucking new go-kart place that opened up, like, right next to my work.
Oh, hell yeah.
That it's one of the, it's got two stories. So you race through two stories. You go up, and then you come back down.
Oh, jealous, dude. And it also has
a golf simulator.
That's next level, man. I thought about
that, or I might take them to, like, just that golf, like, place I took you guys to when
Top Flight, up. Top Spin, whatever.
That one was whatever, a Drive Shack. But we do have a Top Golf in town now too. That also just opened. But
hell yeah, dude.
Those places are fun even for people that don't golf. Like you guys, like it was still fun.
Dude, down in Vegas, there was a Top Flight in part of MGM. It was like right behind our building.
Sure.
And man, if there was a day where there's really nothing to do, I mentioned I'm like, I bet you'd even enjoy just going and hitting a ball. I would have been down for that, too.
Yeah, it kills a couple hours because they put like those fun games in it to make it to where like anybody can do something. So
I had a blast with you guys. Man, you just said you don't know what you would do with them. And I think you just named off 3 or 4 days worth of stuff to do.
I hope. The nice benefit is that they are not staying here. They did get a hotel room, so they'll go somewhere else at night. So that's a bonus. So my idea. Wasn't even my idea.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Good on you. That's awesome.
I'm sure. Oh my gosh. Well, you had mentioned earlier You mentioned earlier that we have a little something called ADHD, where a lot of times we really don't care what we consume, how we consume, or whatnot. Sometimes you get a craving, you know, sometimes you want some T-Bell, you're driving by, you're like, ooh, I'll get some T-Bell. You know, it just hits that spot, gets your serotonin level going, you're like, ah, yeah, that Crunchwrap ruled.
Honestly, just did it before we recorded. I really wanted a Big Mac, and that's why I was waiting, and I was like, I gotta eat, because I don't know why, I've been craving one for a week, and I was like, fuck it, I'm getting a Big Mac.
Yeah.
And I had to wait for Mandy to get off work, because her car's in the shop, so she had my car.
Mm-hmm.
So, as soon as she got here, though, I was like, I want that fucking Big Mac. Got that Big
Sometimes
Mac,
it just hits, you know?
And it hit like a mug.
But you also said something earlier that I'm a cold pizza guy. I mean, I don't particularly want them to serve me a cold pizza. I want it hot, and then all subsequent revisits to that pizza. I'm just going to fucking raw dog that bad boy, you know? It got us thinking. We really had a good time with the council talk that we had recently, I think it was last month, about a top five list. And we had been batting around some top five lists for this week. And you had mentioned pizza toppings. And I think it's so fitting with the people that we know who are diehard pizzas, pizza addicts, holics, whatever you want to say. And also the fact of who doesn't like pizza.
Yeah.
To do pizza topics. Or toppings, not topics. And man, I'm very excited to get into this because if you follow us on Facebook, if you follow me on Twitter, because I put it up on my Twitter.
You did.
There are a lot of people that have opinions about toppings at pizza.
A lot.
And almost every single one of people's top fives were different.
Drastically.
There are some really crazy ones out there that I read. There are some, you know, scattershot shotgun blasts of the normal topics, and some people had similar ones here, similar ones there, but there were no two lists that were the same. And I promise you, I don't know your list. I promise you that ours are different as well.
Yeah, I know for a fact I will have at least two different from what you will have. I'm sure we'll have.
And I know for
different.
A fact I have at least one.
Yeah, okay.
Than yours.
But I will admit, man, when it comes to pizza, I'm a bit of a basic bitch. I like everything, but
sure.
You can't go wrong with one of the four basic food groups. Now, outside of that, I will come out of the gate hot. I am not a pepperoni guy. I don't like pepperoni.
I will. So I take it pepperoni's not on your list?
Not even close.
Okay, I will follow that up with, although I will enjoy a pepperoni pizza. I'll enjoy a pepperoni sausage pizza. I'll just enjoy pepperoni on whatever pizza. It's not on my list. I don't hate it. I think growing up, there was always that, are you a pepperoni or are you a sausage person?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
100 times out of 100 times, I'm picking sausage over pepperoni every single time.
Yep. Pepperoni to me is too greasy. I also don't like the size of it generally because it's so big. When you get it, even if you don't get the whole pepperoni, you're generally going to pull the entire one off, and it's going to bring cheese with it too. And it's just a sloppy mess. Plus, it's so greasy the way that pepperoni is inherently. All of it. Just terrible. That said, I also don't hate pepperoni. I will eat pepperoni pizza, but it's just not going to be in my top choices. So glad to know ADHD boys coming out of the gate hot, anti-pep.
I think, again, not anti-pep, but take it or leave it. The pepperoni that you just described, those big old thin discs that are 9 times out of 10, super flavorless, and it's just there. It's a meaty texture, greasy, whatever. I do enjoy me the ones that are a little bit smaller.
They're tiny thicker. Peps. Mandy really likes those, yeah.
Yeah, and they look like bottle caps, whatever. Mm-hmm. Those are really good. They still wouldn't even, I don't think it would crack my top 10.
Agreed.
Pizza ingredients.
Agreed. But so, we're not talking about a top 10 list here, Shawnee Boy. We're going to talk about a top five.
A top five. And on pepperoni, we'll get back to that later when we're doing viewer picks or listener picks. Because I feel like there's somebody in our mentions who's along the same page as us.
I'm sure. There's probably a lot of people out there. They just don't want to admit it because of big pizza.
Yeah, the big pizza.
Papa John,
well, this person went out the gate saying how much they dislike it. So,
let's start with number five, Shawnee. Let's work our way up. We'll end with the top, the creme de la creme, as they say. But as Drake would say before he lost his rap battle to Kendrick, started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
What's at your number five, buddy?
Okay. So when I posted this on Facebook and Twitter, what I really wanted people to do is think about this from different points of view. I feel like everybody, when it's like, oh, your top five pizza toppings, it's always like pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, like the normal things.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives. Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives. Me, that up. Sorry.
I have no idea what that is.
You never heard that System of a Down song?
Oh, no, maybe not.
I'll send it to you after this.
Yes, please do. I love me some System. I wanted people to get weird with it if they wanted. Like, if they had that weird pizza that they like ordering, get situational. Like, if you have an Alfredo sauce pizza, you know, what do you like on it? It doesn't have to just be your standard pizza. So I wanted people to have fun with it. And that's because I also was going to have fun with this. One of my favorite guilty pleasure pizzas to order from Domino's or wherever is like an Alfredo pizza, like a white sauce or Alfredo pizza with chicken and broccoli on it.
Okay.
That is, I'm not going to take both of those. That's cheating. So I have to pick one. Broccoli on a pizza, I think, is wildly underrated. I think it goes really well on red sauce pizza. I think it works really well there. But if you're getting a white sauce pizza, boy, does broccoli shine. It is such a comfort slice for me. It belongs. And now that I'm saying this, I'm absolutely kicking myself for leaving one off the list. The bottom three were so hard for me to choose.
Yeah.
The order of. But broccoli for me is, I don't think enough people have tried it, and I think more people should.
Well, I gotta say, I have never had broccoli on a pizza, but I do want to try it now with a white sauce version, and I will try that. It does sound intriguing. I'm like you. I like a weird pizza sometimes, an idea.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 100% Hawaiian pizza. Ham and pineapple, 1,000 times on board.
Again, flashing back to like all of the replies on our posts, I am, for as divisive as people are on that topic,
yeah,
almost everyone that replied was in favor of pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, I think it's a great, again, I love things that break rules, that kill sacred cows is another way to say it. Like, fuck it, man. Pizza is, it's an art form. Have fun with it. Experiment. The only wrong way to eat a pizza is a Chicago-style deep dish.
Let's go, baby. Here I am. Dude, I was going to bring that up because I'm like, man, white sauce pizza with chicken and broccoli. And I just, like, I know that somebody who hears me shit-talking a Chicago deep dish for not being a pizza is going to be like, that's just like chicken Alfredo put on bread. Fuck out of here. It's a pizza. Yeah. Whatever.
Eat
your soup.
I'm going to try that, dude.
Please do. If you do, I really want to know what your thoughts are on that. Even if you just message me like, hey, I'm trying this. I genuinely want to know what you think.
I'm absolutely going to try it.
Cool. Domino's. Okay. People shit talk Domino's all the time. But in a pinch, I feel like Domino's, I mean, Domino's isn't great pizza, but they do make a really good, like, white sauce / Alfredo broccoli and chicken.
I think Domino's, I don't know. I like Domino's, dude. It's
like, I'm, I'm like, I don't hate it. I don't love it. If it's there, if it's convenient, I'll absolutely eat it.
Domino's also has like the New York style cut, which I fucking love, where it's a bigger pizza boys? That you can fold. Mm. And I generally favor that. So hell yeah, Domino's. But yeah, Shawnee, I'll get you to my number five. My number five, honestly, is the weirdest one of my choices. And I got into this as a bit of a defense mechanism. Because there's a guaranteed way to keep people away from your pizza dog.
Oh, I feel like I know where this is going.
Oh, yeah, baby. Anchovies.
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh, baby. See, it's already working on you. You ain't going to touch my anchovy pizza.
You're a sick fuck that you developed a taste for anchovies to keep people from eating your pizza.
It was, again, like, as a young rebellious kid, everybody's like, anchovies are gross. I'm like, oh, yeah? Well, fucking watch this. And then I'd get anchovy pizza. And it is an acquired taste, I fully admit. But, man, if you acquire that taste, anchovies is nice, dude. I like it a whole fucking lot.
I can just envision you as like a kid or a teenager training yourself to like anchovies, just powerhousing a pizza in your bathroom just in case. Have the toilet. I think there's also right there.
I think the Ninja Turtles were into anchovy pizza, and that was also a huge influence on me, obviously, as any young kid from the 90s. Mm. So yeah, man, anchovies. It's weird. It's unique. It's very salty. I will recommend too. If you do get it, it's also nice to pair sometimes with a vegetable or honestly, anchovies and onion, a really good combination. But I recommend people try. I think that's the issue is that most people haven't even tried it. They're so weirded out by the idea of it.
I might have a separate opinion on this if while growing up, everyone wasn't so anti-anchovies,
Exactly. Right?
Like, there's no way in hell that one of my parents would have ordered those.
Not a hundred. My mom, I used to have to beg, and she still wouldn't do it until, like, finally I would have my own money. And on pizza night, I'd be like, hey, can I get an anchovy? And so then, you know, you'd get an anchovy. Bass player in one of my bands, the only other guy I've ever known that likes anchovy. And that was great because we would get a pizza to ourselves. We'd be like, oh, yeah, let's get that anchovy, baby.
Nice.
So weird, unique, but I had to come out of the gate with it. But it is down at number five. There are other ones I'd prefer, but I do like anchovy a lot. It's not my fave, but hell yeah.
This one isn't on my list, and this is honestly one that I'm kicking myself for. So this isn't like a runner-up or, you know, special mention, but I wouldn't have said anything. Except for it's kind of tangential to that. It's not because it keeps people away from my pizza. It's just an added benefit that people don't want to eat it. I love jalapenos on pizza. So like a sausage jalapeno is really good. Or I'll even put it on that chicken broccoli and jalapeno. Like bomb, right? And people just see jalapenos and they're like, eh, I don't want that. So here I am thinking to myself, sick, I get more pizza.
Similarly, didn't make my list only because I generally pair it with other things to enhance. I like a banana pepper, but again, as the enhancement to other flavors. Usually I wouldn't do just a bland bare banana pepper pizza, but it is a nice accoutrement.
I feel like most of the things, everything but two on my list, aren't toppings that I would just get by themselves.
Yeah,
like, they are my favorite topping because they pair so well with something else.
Sure.
And so it makes it, like, my favorite pizza. Enhances and that's my favorite part of it.
Gotcha.
Exactly. So I do have enhancers on here.
Okay.
But the closest one, this is not one that I would typically get by itself, but it is one that I have come around really hard
on. Is this your number four?
This is my number four.
Okay.
I've come around on really hard on this in even just like the last year or two, and it's hot soppressata on pizza.
Okay.
It's really good. Being a sausage boy, like my whole life, like it's so hard to just love that topping and start straying into something else. But when I started getting like, there's a local joint that has this pizza. It has like man, it has basil, it has sausage, it has hasso prasada, it has other stuff on it that's just really, really good. But the hasso prasada is like slowly being the thing that I'm really looking forward to being on pizza. And I will regularly look for it to be on a menu for me to try something new.
So is that generally served in a circular slice like a pepperoni, or is it crumble style?
A lot of times it will be either crumble. It won't be a circle slice. A lot of times it just looks like shavings, almost like cured meat
kind of shavings
on top of it.
I gotcha.
But it's not a cured thing. It's not like hard. It's cooked on there. It's a little bit greasy, you know, like a shaved salami kind of thing. It's delicious. Absolutely delicious. But again, it's one of those things that I look for on a menu. And I'm like, oh, okay, hasso prasada, what's on this pizza? I'm not getting it just to order this.
Yeah.
I will get it and see what it's paired with and be like, let's try something new.
Nice.
So that's my number four.
I've also never tried that one, and I will be on the lookout for it, and I will try that. If I see hasso prasada somewhere, I'm jumping on it. I'm going to give it a go, buddy. So
it's not at every place that you go to, and I am seeing it pop up more.
Okay,
but it's
ever seen it myself, so.
Yeah.
I will keep an eye out, though. And awesome. Thank you for broadening my horizon, Shawnee boy.
You're welcome. I saw you write that down. Please don't be offended that I definitely am not writing down sardines.
That's fine. <buddy. laughs> No, it was anchovies, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I also eat sardines. I like sardines, too. Yeah. In the can, I fucking crush some sardines, baby.
Of course you will. They're little salty fishies.
Give them to me in oil.
Man, you were born to live in like Italy or something. Jesus.
I am. No, I think I'm Irish descent. I don't know.
You've had some years to figure this out.
I also don't give a shit where I'm from. Who cares? USA, baby. USA. 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 My number four, bud, is my only... No, okay. It is my only vegetable choice of the grouping.
Okay.
But I really like just green peppers, man. Like cut up green pepper. Like it has a nice crisp crunch. It has a nice hearty taste. It doesn't overpower. It usually accents on the pizza. I can have it by itself. It is also an accent one, but I've had just green pepper and cheese, man, and it carries, dude.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a that nice is... subtle, and the way it bakes in, dude, it's nice. Green peps.
That is something. So growing up, like, don't like sweet peppers, generally. Red peppers, nah, I'm good. Green peppers, keep them away. Over the years, and this is, honestly, I feel like this is a more recent thing. Like, it's a main reason why I hated a Supreme pizza. Like, mushrooms.
I love a Supreme.
Man, mushrooms you can kind of pick around. But man, the peppers are all over the fucking place. Mm-hmm. You can't pick those bad boys off. And so you'd get a bite of them. And like, I don't know what was wrong with me. Because at this point, I'm still not a huge fan of red. Because they don't retain the crunch as much.
Nope.
But green has started to take a foothold in my life. And that is a pizza that I would try as a straight green pepper and cheese pizza.
You should give it a go. Like I said, it's not overpowering. It's nice and subtle, but the peppers do stay crisp, which was the thing that I like. Because I do agree with you with the red and the yellow. And honestly, even in like normal life, I still don't even really like red and yellow peppers outside of pizza. I think reds are a little too sweet for me. So yeah, generally just give me that green pep all day. On the subject, I'm glad you brought up the Supreme because the Supreme is my all-time favorite type of pizza. Unless there's black olives on that bitch, and then I'm throwing that thing out the window.
Okay.
I'm 100%
speaking of which,
black olive, get the fuck out of here.
My number three.
Okay.
Black olives.
Damn.
No.
It's funny because my number three is going to get you too. So this is funny.
Yeah.
Black olives, though.
I had to go into here like real quick before we switch to a different subject. My number three legitimately is black olives. This is the one that I knew before we recorded that I referenced earlier. Was going to be nowhere near your list.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Like
I knew anchovies wasn't going to be on yours, though. That's what I was saying.
It's not even a mile away from your house, like closeness.
Nope.
I love black olives on pizza. I would eat just a black olive and cheese pizza.
Jeez, fuck that.
And like, as an amendment to what I said about the green pepper and cheese, I'm not even like, I will eat just a cheese pizza, but I will never order a cheese pizza.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm wasting my money. It's like, man, I'll pay an extra dollar or two for toppings. Like,
Give me something.
Like, yeah. Cheese pizza, fine. If it's there, I'll eat it. It's good. That's cool.
The only way I have cheese pizza is at a work function where they order just cheese pizzas for people that don't want anything. And then
for
I'm like,
the weird people.
I guess I'll have a piece of cheese pizza because everybody's eating all the sausage and I don't want
all the
pepperoni.
Sausage is gone. Thanks a lot, Karen from accounting.
You bitch!
Jesus. So black olives, I will eat that with any other topping. Any other topping that, obviously, that I enjoy. Slap some black olives on a Hawaiian pizza. Dope.
Oh, man.
Put it on that broccoli one that I mentioned earlier. Fire.
You're losing me.
Sausage. Love it. Even better yet, sausage, jalapeno, black olive. Sign me the fuck up. But you're also like paying $40 for a pizza at that point. Three toppings? Crazy.
Ain't nobody got no three topping special unless you're just getting a straight supreme. That's how you do it. This is funny because my number three, it took everything I had in me not to jump it in when you were talking about your supreme pizza. Because similar to your olive, my number three, Shawnee boy, is mushroom. I fucking love mushroom. I absolutely adore mushroom. I think it's because I grew up and my mom loved mushroom pizza, so we would usually get a mushroom and a pepperoni. And again, I'm not going to gravitate towards pepperoni, so I would eat mushroom a lot. And it's just, there's something there. I fucking love them, dude. Hits me in the right spot. But that's funny because I didn't know that you were anti-mushroom until you brought it up. And that... I love how our number threes are just, they're trading off. Neither of us is going to go for it.
I will say my disdain for mushrooms isn't anywhere as close to your disdain for black olives. If there's mushrooms on a pizza at this point in my life, I don't fucking care. I'm just going to eat it. I'll go through it. Whatever.
Yeah, we're on the other. I cannot eat a black olive, dude. I will not do it. I can't. So
my thing is, I actually like uncooked mushrooms. Like I'll sit there and off a veggie platter, just pop mushrooms all day long. Don't care. It's when you cook it and it gets that weird texture. Not a huge fan of that. And then like the flavor and the rubbery texture for me don't mesh well.
Understandable. A lot of people have an issue. It's funny. My mom is the same way, but with shrimp. She'll eat cold shrimp and she hates all types of fish. But she will eat cold shrimp. She hates cooked shrimp in any fashion. And
I'm actually the same way. And I will only, like, I'll go even further. I only like cold shrimp. It's
got
to be hot out. It's got to be sunny. And it's outdoors and you're just kicking back. I'm not going to do it for enjoyment. I'll go out of my way for it. But if it's a nice, like, party setting, backyard party setting, and it's there, I'm a fuck with some shrimp.
That's oh my god!
Is
wild,
there anything for the mushroom that you really enjoy outside of a supreme pizza? Like, if you're to build a two-topping pizza with mushroom, that's like your ultimate go-to. Unless it's going to spoil something in coming up.
Honestly, it will because it could pair well, and I do get it with both of my top two choices. So
okay, we'll swing back around.
We'll leave it open-ended because you'll get that answer 100%.
Okay.
So, before we crack into two, should we read off some audiences?
I think that's a fantastic idea. Would you like Facebook or Twitter?
Let's do the Facies for now.
Okay. Facies have a bunch on here. Let me see. Pick a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 through 6.
Let's go with number 2.
Number 2 is coming in from our good buddy, Drew.
Hey!
I don't know how people feel about last name, so I'm just going to leave it at the first. And you know who you are. So our good buddy, Drew.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook and find out who it is. You can see the
ta-da!
Name. All right. So, Drew. I'm just making sure I got this in the right order. Okay. Drew is going to say, I'm going to start with his number five. Sorry, that took me a moment to figure out his order.
Yep.
Drew, number five, pepperoni.
Basic bitch. Love it. Respect. Yes,
love it. Number four, mushrooms.
Hey, my boy.
My boy. Number three, banana peppers.
Hey, so I mentioned that one earlier. Yeah.
Yes, you did. Number two, my man, black olives.
Man, fuck you, Drew. Eat shit, you weirdo.
Man, this is a real roller coaster of a friendship here. Love them. I hate them. And number one, sausage.
Okay.
So he is of the sausage versus pepperoni. He's on the sausage train.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds really awful.
Choo-choo. He's on the sausage train.
Okay, let's get one more just because we have a handful. Sure. 1 through 6, excluding 2.
Yeah, I was going to go, let's say 5. We'll do not the furthest in, but 1 removed.
Okay.
From both sides.
So this one is coming in from Kim.
Okay. What up, Kim?
Oh, okay. Kim, Kim's list is in no particular order, so I'm going to order them in the way that I want because I'm doing the reading.
Goddamn right.
Kim, at number 5 is mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
Because who the hell wants those?
Mushrooms making a big appearance today.
It is very popular. And honestly, we're tiptoeing around some of the really surprising ones in terms of who we're selecting.
Okay. All right, it's just random. I'm not looking at the list.
This is fantastic. Yeah. I love this. So number 5, mushrooms. Number 4, pepperoni.
Okay.
Number 3, wow. Did she copy the homework assignment from Drew?
Damn. All right.
Number 3, banana peppers.
Damn. Okay.
Number 2, black olives.
Man, fuck these people.
And number 1, pepperoni. Or not pepperoni, sausage.
Okay, so
she had the exact same list as Drew.
100%. Shawnee, since you're looking at it, give me the weird one. What's the weirdest one out of the grouping? You pick it and tell me.
Okay. Man, you know how I said it's actually crazy, blowing my mind right now that I said that there was no repeats on any of these 9 that we received. And you randomly picked the only 2 that are actually the exact same.
That's fucking wild, man.
That is mind-blowing to me. The weirdest one that I see on here, I don't know how weird it is, but on Facebook, there is a way weirder one on Twitter.
Okay.
But the weirdest one that I see on here is coming in from our good buddy, Brian Betts from Beer Me a Movie.
Hey, what's up, Bri?
Okay. Brian is the one that hates pepperoni. So he gave me a list, 1 through 5, and then followed it up with a comment that said, absolutely last, pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he will eat literally shoe leather on a pizza before pepperoni.
For you, Brian.
Number 5, cheesesteak. Now, I feel like that is a cop-out because that is a style of pizza in general and not just a topping. But you know what? The listeners always right. Kind of. Not really. Fuck you.
Go fuck yourselves.
Number 4, pineapple.
Yes.
Number 3, bacon.
Okay.
Which I feel is underrepresented on all of the responses that we got.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is ricotta.
Nice. Now, a lot of people didn't go with cheese choices. I didn't have any, but I do like mixing the cheeses up, I will say.
Yes. I did also on the post say, hey, if you're a plain Peter or whatever, give me your top 5 cheeses. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that at least somebody bit and added in one of their favorite cheeses. And ricotta, that's crazy. I've never even heard of ricotta on a pizza.
I've had it on many. Yeah, it's really good, man. It's
really
good. Yeah.
That is one that I will be trying. And Brian's number 1 is broccoli.
Wow. Holy shit. Okay, so I got to try a broccoli pizza. I think
you do.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's situational for him, whether it's on a red pizza or a white sauce. It may be, but I've seen people get broccoli on any kind of pizza.
Okay. I'm giving this a try. So
I really highly recommend it. Or talk somebody else that you know into getting one and be like, yo, can I grab a slice of that? And
let me get
That's
let me
a safe way.
get a piece there. All right, Shawnee, I say let's knock out our number twos, and then we'll do Twitter before we do number one. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic to me, and then we can round out with the, I think, the remainders.
Because I've been inspired. Well, I don't say inspired, but I feel justified and verified. Because, boy, my number two, Shawnee, also bacon.
Really?
Fucking love bacon on a pizza, dude. Little bacon crumblies.
No
oh, my
way.
God. Fuck yeah, dude. Bacon rules on a pizza. It's so good.
I won't lie. I didn't even think of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even think of bacon. It still wouldn't make my top five list, but it is looking at these lists and reading it here and hearing you say it completely underrepresented. When I see some of the other answers on here,
yeah,
I would take personally bacon over banana peppers, pepperoni.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if people thought about it, it may replace pepperoni for them.
Maybe it should. I got exposed to bacon. It was an enhancer on a pizza, and I liked it so much that I have had just bacon pizzas before, too. But generally, I got it on, like, you can get a barbecue bacon chicken pizza,
ooh,
and that is fucking top-notch, dude. And that's what turned me on to bacon on pizza. But ever since, like, dude, hell yeah, bacon is a fucking fantastic topping.
I'm going to jump ahead of that real quick. I personally am not a fan of a barbecue pizza.
Mm-hmm. It's an acquired taste, fully admit, but it's one I really love.
I'm not a huge fan of barbecue in general. So sure. Barbecue sauce, relatively low for me. I love me like a buffalo chicken pizza. That's really good if we're getting to like specialty stuff. But I can absolutely see how getting a barbecue chicken pizza with bacon on it would just make you fall in like. It's making me drool a little bit thinking about that. That sounds delicious.
I love.
And if it was in front of me, I would house that.
I love my boy Brian was also on the bacon train. I've always loved that dude. Now I love him just a little bit more.
Yeah. Here I am kind of poking fun of everybody's basic choices.
Yeah.
And I feel like this won't come as a surprise since I've said it about 100 times at this point. Number two 's got to be sausage, dog.
Awesome. Okay.
Like, from a kid, my pizza was, like, when I was a kid, and if I had a choice of pizza, it was going to be sausage pepperoni. Like, why do I have to make a choice here, right? And through the years, just take the, I don't need the pepperoni. Just give me more sausage.
Give me that sausage.
Give me more.
Here's the qualifier I think that can only apply to sausage, because in my experience.
Spicy.
Well, not only that, there's two ways you can get it. There's generally the big chunks of sausage, or there's the small crumblies. Now, do you have a preference?
So I do not think that is necessarily true. So what I actually enjoy, my dream one, yes, I know what you're talking about in that it's almost like you have a log of sausage and someone's putting like the slices on there.
I know there are those, but I'm just saying there's like generally like a ball chunkier one, but then there's also the fine crumbles. That's the two most popular variants I see.
Keep the small crumbles away. Okay. Give me those big old,
those juicy,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like I just said, I like the hot, spicy sausage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you have the smaller sausages, it just doesn't retain that. You don't get what I'm looking for in like the bite, all of the flavor. Sure, it's there, but it feels like a dollar store pizza at that point when it's just a dusting of, I don't know, is that sausage?
Is that dirt off the floor? What are we working with here?
I'm not sure. And one of my my actual probably, like, I never want this to ever be on a pizza I ever eat ever again. Keep hamburger away from my pizza.
100%, dude.
Why do people do that?
I don't know, man.
Like, there's nothing worse than taking a piece of pizza, like a meat lover's.
And expecting sausage.
Yeah, it looks like sausage. You take a bite, but you actually take a bite of anti-flavor?
Yeah. It's like...
What?
When you think you're taking a sip of Coke, but then it's tea, and you're like, what, your brain doesn't comprehend. Same thing. Like, what? This is not sausage? What the fuck is this? Bullshit.
Like, why is this on a meat lover's pizza? Because honestly, right now in this bite, it's making me actively hate meat.
I'm a meat-hating pizza guy.
Right? Don't do that.
Yeah.
And so, like, I stay as far away from meat lover's pizza as humanly possible at this point because I don't trust people. mm-hmm. who are putting hamburger on like, fuck off, man.
That's some crazy. Total Leatherface Texas Chainsaw. Those are the people that put hamburger on pizza.
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre people.
And it's never seasoned. It is just, like I said, here's some ground flavor. Beef.
Here you go. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks I can still for taste the grease, nothing. Bro. Put some salt pepper on that. Jesus Christ. Garlic powder. Cumin. I don't care. That's anything.
That's hilarious. Wow.
All right, sausage. Buddy.
I love it. It pairs so well with literally everything, or I could eat it on its
own. I'm very Number curious two. Now to see where you go for numero uno. So
I think it's going to be a very big surprise for everybody.
Okay. Well, before we get to that big surprise, buddy, let's hit up some Twitter peeps, some tweets. I know you got one from the UK I saw. Was that?
That was okay. So I will hit that one up first. So from
is
the
that your
UK,
brother, your buddy Baz?
No. This is somebody that I know actually from Clock Tower.
I figured it was somebody from the Clock Tower community.
Yeah, someone that I played in a UK server with a long time ago. And, you know, it's just like, especially with a small niche game like that, you mm-hmm. just make really great connections with people. So I'm super fortunate that they, you know, commented on here. And I'm just going to read the whole thing because it's actually really fascinating. It's really fascinating, and honestly, it makes my mouth water. So Stephen says, as a UK resident, I am well-versed at this subject because of my former love of ASDA Create Your Own Pizza.
Asda.
Is that a
supermarket chain.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm also upset you're not reading this with a British accent.
Create Your Own Pizzas. My go-to for years was a deep pan. Contain yourself. I can't do it anymore.
I know.
My accents
terrible.
Are notoriously
so terrible.
Terrible.
You sounded like you're fucking from Louisiana.
when Sarah and I are joking about something, like she'll be like, yeah, from Jamaica and or from Germany, and I'll just do a Jamaica accent. I'm like, yeah.
That's so right. fucking great. Goddamn. Oh, that made me laugh. That was so funny.
I hope your mic picked that up because you were just dying.
Goddamn.
So they're super well-versed in the create your own pizzas. My go-to for years was deep pan. It was going to be a barbecue base with the following toppings in order of preference. So I'm assuming number one, steak pieces.
Okay.
Two, chili cheese.
Okay.
Three, sweet corn.
Oh.
Four,
okay.
Meatballs, which I'm judging you right now after we just said the hamburger thing. Guess they're not the same thing, but they'll take bacon as a substitute.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. I guess there's only four.
Five, okay.
Whatever. Maybe bacon as the sub was number five. Whatever. Unfortunately, in what I presume is a cost-cutting measure, about 3 months ago, they changed the rules and removed my favorite topping. Removed the option of a little oil at the end and started including cheese as a topping, meaning you are only allowed three genuine ones.
Oh, no.
A disaster.
Cheese does not count as a topping, you bastards.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Okay, so if you don't order cheese on
you
here.
You just get sauce? What a fucking jip, dude.
What is this, Chicago?
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, Asda, you UK pricks.
Not even a real pizza. I am so sorry that you have to endure this, but I'm also kind of jealous that, one, you had that pizza as an option, even though it's got two things that I'm not a huge fan of, but this pizza in general sounds like something I would try if I saw it on order. Also, you have that as like something at your fingertips. It doesn't even sound like it'd cost $1 million.
That does
so
sound...
that is number one off of Twitter.
All right. Any other
number
good ones
two?
On Twitter?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to do two more real quick.
Gotcha.
All right. So Stephanie Marie Dawson 69 on Twitter.
That's a great name.
Yeah. Steven is STE Jam Bot on there. I'm sure people aren't thrilled that I'm sharing their handles, but get fucked. All right. These are in no particular order. And I appreciate that she actually gave five options for ingredients. Again, in no order. So I'm just going to list them off. And also five kinds of favorite cheese.
Wow. Okay.
So in no order, pepperoni, followed up by another, I think, underrepresentative option of onions.
Yeah. I think
that can make a really good topping on a pizza.
Onions is probably my top 10.
Same. Green peppers.
Yeah.
Another bacon lover.
Yeah.
And sausage.
Okay.
Whoop, whoop. And in the only cheese top five on here, we got provolone, mozzarella,
yep,
Colby Jack, Parmesan, and cheddar.
I would fuck with two of those.
I would try all of them. Like mozzarella on a pizza is fantastic.
Yeah. Parmesan, I think, has its place. I like Parmesan, like especially when you'd go to Pizza Hut and they'd have like the peppers and the Parmesan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, throw those toss together.
Put that on everything, yeah, dog.
Absolutely. Ugh.
Topping for your toppings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me add spoilers to it. Hell yes.
All right. And last but not least, this is by far the weirdest one that's going to be on any of these lists. This is coming from Tori at Fight Milk for All.
Oh,
Fight
what a great fucking name.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. All right. Starting with number five, penne pasta pizza.
Weird out of the gate. What?
Yes. I responded with penne pasta pizza. Apparently, it's something you can get in Florida, and it sounds wild, and I would try it. And I'm not even a pasta person.
Florida man.
Four. Barbecue chicken.
There we go.
Yep. So, again, some cheater McGee's, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Number three. Tori's a real fucking weirdo with it. She's an only cheese person.
Okay.
Smack dab in the middle. That's okay. Yeah. It's okay, Tori. Yeah. We love you. Number two, a mac and cheese pizza.
I've had these, and I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
I feel like that's up Micah's alley.
Sure. I guarantee Micah has had and enjoys mac and cheese pizza.
Yeah. Spoilers. I don't think Micah has taco, like, pizza described at all on his list, and he never shuts up about that. And number one is ranch. Which I think is condiments on pizza. Mm-hmm. I don't think people thought about that, and I respect that.
Sure.
There was the qualifier of if bacon, chicken, ranch all counts. So she loves it if it's on a chicken, bacon, ranch pizza.
I could see that. That would be the one time I'd fucks with it. One thing, like, especially it's worse now living in the actual South, but even in Southern Indiana, I don't know how it is up North, but
non-existent. I know what you're going to say.
Everybody swims in fucking ranch down here, dude. And I hate it. Like, they use it on fucking everything. And it's a common dipping sauce you can get with your pizzas. And I'm just not into it, man.
So I know people who do ranch with pizza, dip their pizza in it, but that's the only thing that I've ever known people to dip their pizza in or use ranch for is dipping their pizza in outside of a salad.
Yeah. And people putting it on the pizza as a sauce is weird. I will say that.
Sure. Oh yeah. I have dunked pizza in ranch, and you know what? There's a time and a place. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. It's fine. But when I visited you in Indiana and we went to a place and they gave you ranch with your French fries, I was like, what in the blue hell is going on?
Yeah, dude, they swim in it again.
What in the cornfield is happening right now?
Craziness. It's so weird to me, dude. And then, like, because of that, like, you get people like my sister. She has ranch with literally fucking everything now. Like, everything.
Wild.
Not my thing. I'm the opposite.
I want to thank everybody real quick for responding. The three that responded on Twitter, like, that was fantastic.
You were blowing it up. Got a lot of hits. We got to do this more. The top fives things is number one. That's a solid hit for us, dog. We're running with
people love top fives, dog.
Obviously, yeah. We cracked the code.
I read at least one a day, and I can't even tell you the one that I read today.
That's great. So, yeah, we're keeping the top fives. Love the listener interactions. Thank you guys so fucking much for jumping in. Giving us your thoughts. I love how similar yet different we all are.
Absolutely. And
I will say, nobody said anchovies, did they?
I don't know.
I don't remember seeing
it. It is anywhere. Very possible that it is on one of the last three, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
Possible, but doubt it.
So I'm going to say, no, nobody said anchovies. I'm the most special snowflake. Go fuck yourselves. Number one, Shawnee, because yours is going to be so unique, I'm going to give mine first because this is the most basic bitch answer. The only reason I didn't jump in earlier is because it's my number one. But fucking A, of course, it's sausage, dog. I love sausage pizza. My all-time go, fucking baby. Favorite. Give it to me 10 times out of 10. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to be happy. Big chunks of sausage. Sliced circle sausage. Crumble sausage. All of it. Give it to me. I'm fucking down. Mm-hmm. Love sausage pizza, man.
What? Okay. I've got to ask, because when you asked me the difference in, you know, the small crumbles or large crumbles, like in reality, if you give me a pizza that has small crumbles, it's a new place and you order a sausage pizza and that's how they give it to you, I'm going to enjoy it. It's not like I get it and I'm disappointed. Sometimes when they bring it though and there's the huge hunks, you get that little tangle and you're like, oh yeah, baby, let's go. But I enjoy it always. But is there, if you were to think of all the different ways, whether it's sliced, big old sausage balls or the small ones, what, if you were sitting at a new place and you ordered a sausage pizza, what would get you most excited when they brought out that pizza?
Similar to you, like, I like a decent sized chunk. I don't like a huge chunk, like meatball size sausage. I like one about the size of like your thumbnail.
Yes.
About that size.
Yep.
Where it's got that, it's just big enough to have the flavor and it still has the juice. The small crumblies, they dry out, which that's why they don't have the taste as much. That's why I like that size, because it's still going to have that kick and the sausage pop. So yes, absolutely, 100% the same size as you. We're the same person. I fucking love sausage pizza, dog.
I enjoy when it's big enough that when you take a bite of pizza, you can bite into the center of it and eat half of it, and then there's another little half of sausage right there.
That's what makes it better than pepperoni, too, because like I said at the start, the pepperoni, you're going to pull that whole thing off, and it's going to bring cheese. The sausage is just going to get cut right through with your incisors. It's beautiful. Ah,
I love it when you bite a piece of sausage and it has like a piece of, like, I don't know if it's fennel in there, but it's
or like the little cactus looking thing,
the little seed thing.
Yes,
that's in there.
And
it explodes and there's just like this hit of heat.
Ooh,
mm.
Ooh.
Love it.
Ooh.
Love it.
Let's go, Ooh. Baby.
God,
I love
right.
you, buddy. I love you.
Man, same person. It's really, honestly, really freaking weird. Outside of, you have other toppings that are weird, but
not basic bitch. I have honestly no idea what your number one is, dude. I'm very curious. I'd like to know, because I thought you would be basic bitch like me and go sausage, but it wasn't your number two, so I'm caught off guard. So please, Shawnee, hit me. What's your number one?
Honestly, if this was a like even 2 years ago, it would have been sausage number one every day, all day, every day.
Is it jalapenos, hot honey?
It is hot honey.
Oh, look at me go, baby.
My number one is hot honey.
Okay.
And the reason why is it makes every pizza better.
Sure, sure.
There is not a time where I get a pizza where I'm not, like, I don't order it on pizza. Like, I can if we're out eating, sure. But if you're picking up a pizza, taking it home, and you have hot honey in the cabinet, put it on your pizza. It makes every pizza better. You got a regular cheese pizza? Sweet. You have an even better cheese pizza. You have a sausage pizza? You have an even better sausage pizza.
The ultimate
it makes
enhancer.
Everything better. And I don't know why, like, everybody, whenever I hear somebody talk about hot honey and pizza, they're like, oh, it's this new fad. And like, cool.
But
it's kind of not. Like,
sure.
I don't think it's a fad. I think it's one of those things where, I don't know, 100 years somebody thought to put sausage on a pizza and someone was like, wow, that's really good.
What a fad. Ooh.
Yeah, right. I think in 100 years people are still gonna be putting hot honey on pizza.
Hell
it's incredible. If you're just being that person that's like, oh, I'm not going to try that because I'm stuck in my ways or whatever, try it. Order it once. It's better. Even if it's just like, we just open it and just drizzle. Drizzle over the top. You don't need to overdo it. It's so good.
There's a place out here that, again, Mandy's a huge pepperoni fan. So we'll get it. And the only reason I acquiesce to it is because it's a hot honey pepperoni. And I'm like, well, you know what? It's going to be good because it's got that hot honey on it still.
Hell yes.
It fucking is. So absolutely agree with you there. It's not in my top list because I didn't think of it, but I do enjoy a hot honey pizza
yeah.
a lot. So,
and again, I'm not going to order a hot honey pizza.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put it on a pizza.
It's getting on there, dog. So that's funny. Yeah. I'm glad. I love that I figured it out at the last possible moment.
Can't believe you just like split seconds before I said my number one was hot honey. I'm honestly really surprised that you got that because I think we've only had a very small, short conversation about it back in March when I was visiting.
I think so. Somewhere around then. But yeah, I remember. It's up here, dog.
Insane. But yeah, that's my number one. I will say that is on nobody's list.
Nope.
And I think people should rethink their choices because it should be number one on everybody's list.
Yeah. So I think the conclusion here today is everybody needs to try a hot honey and anchovy pizza and then get back to us. Let us know how you feel about it.
Mmm. Anchovy with a hot honey drizzle.
In fact, we're pushing this so hard. We'll even reimburse you for it. Send the receipt to 1-800-GO-FUCK-YOURSELF.
Oh, man. I would have been so pissed if you just gave my address and then immediately removed it when in editing. So
yeah, right. You're the one in charge of it. But, oh, yeah, man. What a top five ep.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I am just going to round out the last couple here. Let's go with give me 1, 3, or 6.
Let's go 3, 6, and then 1.
Okay. Number 3 is coming in from our buddy Paul.
Okay. Who,
did he give me an order? It is in no order, so I'm just going to start from the back and go to the front. Number 5 is onion.
Okay.
Yeah, I love to see that on here again. Number 4 is mushroom.
Yep.
Number 3 is jalapeno.
Okay.
Love to see the representation for that on here. 2 is ham, and 1 ham? Is pineapple.
Okay. So yes. A Hawaiian pizza fan right there. Glad to see it.
I feel like every single thing that he has right there would combine to make one really good pizza.
We've seen Canadian bacon either, which was also, it's in my top 10, but Canadian bacon is essentially just ham, I think. But
it is just ham, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
But
yeah, you can't fool me on your Eggs Benny menu saying it's freaking Canadian bacon. Nah, it's ham.
And still ham, please, you sons of bitches.
And please, can I sub it for sausage?
All right. So that's 3. Who's number 6 then?
Number 6 is from Danny.
Okay.
I'm unsure how to... I asked him when he wrote them out. I go... Is this 5-1, the other way around, or in no particular order? And he says, it actually works both ways. So would you, and this isn't a question about wiping, but would you like me to go front to back or back to front?
So number 1, I feel we'll go back to front. So for this one, let's go front to back.
Okay. So number front. Wow. Wow. Okay. So start coming in at number 5 is pineapple. 4 is ham. 5 is pepperoni.
Oh, okay.
6, this is, I love that Danny put this in because I feel like more people do this than you might realize. Extra cheese is number 2.
Sure, okay, okay.
And number 1 is more pineapple.
Damn, man. There's a lot of pineapple fans out there.
Yes. Absolutely loves it. He loves it so much that it doesn't matter if I read it forwards or backwards. That's the order that he likes it.
Also, 100% glad that people in our community are pro pineapple on pizza because we both 100% are. Love to see it.
Okay.
That's the kind of community we culture here, buddy.
Absolutely. If you are not a pineapple lover, stop listening, delete your SoundCloud mm-hmm. or whatever you're listening on, and go away. We are finishing off with who I will assume is giddy over this fact, but Micah.
Hey! Save the for last. I love you, Micah.
Let you fill in the blanks, big guy. All right. This is a crazy list.
I'm sure he's got wild opinions. It has, I think,
arguably one of the weirdest toppings that I've seen.
Of course.
On here. But let's start with Micah's number five, which is crispy pepperoni. I like that.
Sure.
I like that little modifier or qualification on that. And I agree. If you're going to put pepperoni on a pizza, a nice crispy piece is great. It's going to
make
kind
it
of
thin so that it curls up a bit.
Yes. And you're not going to have that issue of biting through the pepperoni and getting slapped in the face with a bunch of steamy hot cheese. Yum. Number four, sausage.
Okay.
I feel like sausage, if you combine everybody's choices, is probably the most popular option.
Yeah, that been has been chosen on almost today. Every list.
Yeah. Number three, green olives.
Ah, fuck you, Micah. You lost me. Get out of
which,
here.
Never in my life would I have ever sat here and thought, you know what I want to put on a pizza? It's green olives. But here we are. And I would try it. Admittedly, I would try it. But it's got to be with something else, dog.
Nope.
Green olive sausage with a little hot honey. Let's go.
Not getting me.
Are you completely across the board a hater of olives in general?
And the entire, all of them. The only thing worse than a green olive is a black olive. Yeah, all of them. All of them. I hate olive oil from Popeye. Which is what I do actually, and I enjoy cooking with olive oil because it doesn't taste like olives themselves, so.
So you actually like it just because to spite the olives that it's named after?
Yeah, essentially.
You know, fuck you, olives. Your oil doesn't even taste like you.
Green olives, black olives. Ain't no fucking way. I absolutely cannot stand them, dude.
Oh, wow.
So.
All right. Rounding out the last two. Do you want to give a guess as to one of the last two?
Is he going to say hamburger?
No, close. Okay. Number two is ham.
Okay. Ham's respectable. Does he end with pineapple? No, you said it's weird.
No, green olives was the weird one.
Okay.
So number one is pineapple.
There we go. Man, so many fucking ham pineapple people. I love it, dude.
Pineapple love. I think number two most picked was mushroom.
Yeah.
And maybe number three was pineapple.
Maybe. I think pineapple might have beat mushroom, to be honest with you. I only remember a couple mushrooms, but.
Are we counting Danny's two pineapples as two pineapple picks?
Maybe that might be what's throwing me off.
And does the quantifier of more pineapple count as multiple pineapple in that one pick?
Maybe, but extra 100%. Pineapple. Glad to see it, and I'm so inspired. I think I might get a fucking Hawaiian pizza again before I try this broccoli pizza because I haven't had one in a good while. So. I'm feeling
you
got to
get what you want. One of the worst things, talking about food, let's just wrap around to the beginning real quick before we turn out. I may not particularly care where I eat, but I do care about what I'm going to order. Mm-hmm. If in this situation that I have the option of ordering a pineapple pizza or this broccoli chicken Alfredo pizza, right? I like me a pineapple and ham pizza, but if I have the option, I'm going with the other one more because I love it, and I would feel like I cheated myself if I went the other way.
Fair enough.
So I respect you being like, I'm going to have a pineapple before that one because I just really want it.
I am. It's got me drooling. Like we were joking about, I don't know if I'll do it soon, but. I'm going to say I'm going to do it soon because nobody knows because they don't fucking live with me. So I'm ordering a pineapple and ham pizza right now.
After your Whopper?
Big Mac. But no, I'm not. Oh, yeah. But I might get one tomorrow. So we'll see.
Do it.
Other than that, man, yeah. Fuck, I love these top five lists, Shawnee.
That was fantastic. It felt like I was reading a top five because... We don't tell each other what we have listed down. So I got to experience someone else's top five at the same time I was giving mine. Mm-hmm. So it felt like I was reading a list.
It's great.
It was great. This was fantastic. And I hope the listeners enjoy these. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for our next one.
They're the easiest ones for us to do.
Oh, man. They're so fun, though. And again, look at it, dude. We sometimes fucking drag our feet. This has been the quickest hour and 15 minutes we've done. I feel like I just blinked and we're already here. So,
and I will say, we didn't even tangent talk for that long. Sometimes we talk for 20, 30 minutes before we get on subject. Yeah. We got on subject at about 12 minutes into this episode. So over an hour of pizza talk.
So enjoy it, people. And if not, go pineapple yourself.
I'm not gonna give you a good option here.
Sure. Okay. Oh, God damn it.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it.
Someone else has the keys. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kyle.
Yeah.
Someone else has the keys to your pizza ordering experience for the evening. Mm-hmm. And you have to eat at least 3 slices of this.
Oh, God damn it.
Would you rather? There's 2 pizzas in front of you. Mm-hmm. They weren't sure which one you would like more. Would you rather eat a pepperoni and black olive pizza or a pepperoni and green olive pizza?
It's really, I mean, this one's not that hard. I will hate both of them. But given the choice, I would take the pepperoni green olive.
Really?
100%.
You are more green than a black olive.
I mean, I said it earlier. The only thing worse than a green olive is a black olive. I fucking hate black olives, dude.
Wow, I wish I was paying attention to you earlier because I wouldn't have done this.
Absolutely. I can hate them, though. 1,000%. So, yeah, green olives over black olives. But honestly, as soon as I finish it, I'm going to make myself vomit in the bathroom. So, call me Callista Flockhart because...
Wow. That's fantastic.
I'm purging.
Note to self, when with Kyle, just add black olives to pizza and I get my own. Let's go.
That's the way. We'll get black olive and anchovy and then nobody's eating it.
Oh, man, I still said sardine again.
You did.
Idiot.
All right, buddy. I love you, pal.
Love you too.
See you next week.
Later.